Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, I have a fabulous guest with me. Vicki Gould is here, and I'm going to introduce Vicki in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to let you know how grateful I am to all of you who listen to the show. Thank you so much. I know that life is busy, and I know that time is our most precious asset. So I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And I often say this. I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world and be of service. And perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show, and I have a fabulous guest to share with you today. Now, if you have questions or you want to connect with me, I always put the links to my website, BonnieGressel.com, as well as our guest, which is her name as well, VickiGould.com. And Vicki has a special gift for you as well, and that link will be on the show page too. So you can find the show on lots of other podcast directories like iHeartRadio, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, of course. So if you don't want to have to go find them in all those different directories, just go to my website at BonnieGressel.com and click on that podcast page for The Holistic Entrepreneur. And all of the icons to all of those other directories are there. You just have to click on the link and poof, you'll be there. So that makes it a little simpler for you. So without further ado, allow me to introduce our guest to you today. Vicki Gould is a certified law of attraction business coach and book coach. She helps her clients go from blank page to bestseller and beyond. As a result of working with her, Vicki's clients are able to help others struggling like they once did. They attract their ideal clients and they make the impact they want, leaving a lasting legacy with their best-selling books. Vicki's been seen on ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. She often contributes to the HuffPost and Thrive Global, both started by Ariana Huffington. She has also previously published an online magazine, Real Deal Magazine. Vicki has 6 best-selling books and is involved and mentioned in numerous of her clients' best-selling books as well. Her greatest joy is seeing their message come alive in words. She lives with her husband and 3 children in Michigan, along with her addiction to superhero shows on Netflix. So join me now in welcoming Vicki Gould to the show. Well, welcome, Vicki. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur. I am so excited to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. I'm really excited to be here with you today as well.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Yeah, sure. What's usually not in my bio is that, you know, I was a corporate gal for quite a long time, but I was, I'm going to say, unsettled in that. I was constantly jumping from thing to thing because I wasn't really feeling fulfilled. I wasn't really happy. I had followed that whole, you know, get a good education, go to college, get a corporate job, climb the ladder, be happy thing, right? Mm-hmm. And that did not make me happy. What happened next, though, was that I became quite ill, and I was in bed probably 3.5-4 years of my life for the most part. And what that brought to me was the realization of how much I had told myself no in life, how much I had put myself aside, how much I had tried to be something for other people rather than be who I was truly born to be. And during that time, I did become a master herbalist because I wanted to heal naturally. And that's when I wrote my first book. So what happened after that kind of took on a whole, I don't know, thing of its own. It began when people started asking me, well, how'd you get that book done? Mm-hmm. How'd you get the bestseller? How'd you do all those things? And finally, somebody said, why are you not coaching on this? Why are you not doing this? So I ended up switching and becoming a business coach, but in that process also realized how important it was for that personal development side of business growth, to dive into that. And that is what led me to the love of the law of attraction. It was something I think that I knew really deep down was true, but never had that, I'm going to say, confirmation, right? Mm-hmm. So, during that time, I realized how much those thoughts and those limiting beliefs and all those things you're brought up to believe may not have actually been true or serving you in finding out what that purpose was for your life, becoming fulfilled and stuff. So that's where that kind of whole wraps it up together. And I kind of say that I'm the words lady now, and because everything that I do has to do with words, whether it's marketing, you know, emails and copy, books, because books are part of marketing. And of course there's words and all of that. And law of attraction is about your words and your thoughts. So that all gets wrapped up into I'm the words lady, even though I'm a law of attraction business and book coach. So that's the background, and I'm really thrilled now that what I get to do, because during that time I was ill, it was a lot of bitterness and regrets on what I didn't do and what I thought I wouldn't have the chance to do. So what I really encourage people to do right now, and what I feel so good about, is helping them live this life of no regrets, living that purpose, writing that book, leaving that legacy, so that, you know, we don't end up being somebody who just passed through our time here on earth, that we really live that meaningful life, that we had an impact on other people. So that's the best part of what I get to do.
Yeah, there are so many awesome golden nuggets in what you just shared, just in your story, Vicki. You know, because obviously we all have limiting beliefs, and sometimes we know that they're there, and sometimes we don't know that they're there because they're in that subconscious realm. Mm-hmm. But then the other thing is the no regrets piece. I think that is huge. I mean, life is too short.
Yeah.
To just, you know, and I always say, people always say, well, I don't know what my purpose is. I'm looking for my purpose. I hope I can find my purpose. And to me, yep. And this is a Bonnieism, mm-hmm. I think our purpose finds us.
Yeah.
And you know, you know, you're living your purpose when you feel good. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And you know, that no regrets thing is a big thing in my life now. When I look at opportunities, or, you know, sometimes you have those divine inspirations, right? Those downloads, mm-hmm. that you come, and you're like, ooh, gosh, God, do you really mean me? Nah, you don't know me. Or you're like, oh, I'm not sure I can do that. Or, I got to do this first before I'm capable or worthy of doing X, Y, Z. And when I look at those, and when I talk to people, it's like, yeah, but you know what? Are you going to look back at tomorrow, you know, look back at yesterday and go, gosh, I wish I would have done that? Because there's so many times in our lives, I'm pretty sure everybody can point these out in their lives, right? Where they go, gosh, I really wish I would have started that last year. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have done that 5 years ago when I had that thought. Think of where I would be now if I had done that 2 years ago. And I don't want to be that person who's going, oh gosh, I wish I would have done that 2 years ago or a year ago. So that's really how I run my business as well. Sometimes it's like, oh, you know what? It's not really a good time for that. And I'm like, okay, Vicki, is that really true? Is it really true that it's not a good time for that? Or is there something else going on, and you're just trying to fall for your own sexy excuses here, you know? And then I ask myself, okay, in a year, am I going to look back on this and go, gosh, I really wish I would have done that? Mm. And that's how I gauge a lot of things that I do. People will say, gosh, you've done so much. Oh my gosh, I can't believe what you've done in the last year. I can't believe. Well, that's because I jump. You know, I don't go and crawl to the edge and look over the side and go, oh, I'm not really sure. I actually just kind of jump. And, you know, it has its pros and cons as well. I'm not going to say that it doesn't. But for the most part, it has really served me to follow those instincts and those divine inspirations that come to me.
Well, following your intuition and perhaps the clients that you work with, because it sounds like you help people to do that, to mm-hmm. take that leap, to write that book, to, you know, whatever, especially if it involves words. Mm-hmm. But do you find, I know I find this with my clients, that there's so much wrapped around the whole worthiness piece and deserving piece and trusting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Especially with a book, I need to be more famous. I need to have more credentials. I need to be more expert. I need to be, there's all sorts of more around the book. But you know, the thing is as well is the book is a regret. So many people have had a book on their mind, in their heart, on their to-do list for years, you know, a decade or more even, right? And a lot of times this is the thing that people will look back on their life and go, gosh, I wish I would have written a book. I have a friend, she's not a close friend, but a friend who is going through cancer right now. It's terminal. And she says, you know what? I finally need to sit down and write this book now.
Yeah.
And as weak as she is, this is what she's trying to do because she wants to leave that as her legacy when she's gone. And she has the opportunity to do that now because she's been given, you know, some time. But some of us, you know, we don't know in an instant. And maybe that book is that thing you're going to look back and regret. So, you know, for me, I feel like helping people leave that legacy, living that no regrets life, just it's really what spurs me on to keep doing what I do.
Well, and even if it's not their own story, I mean, how many times do you hear, oh gosh, we should really save all those stories Grandpa's got.
Yes.
know, and not, there's nothing to preserve that. Once once we're gone if it's not preserved in some way. And in my mind, I still love what you do, Vicki, because putting something to words, putting, you know, it on paper or digitally or whatever, it saves it, it preserves it forever.
Yep, it sure does.
So let's talk a little bit about the whole, you know, law of attraction and combining publishing to help people build their business, you know, get more clients. Where did you say someone comes to you with just kind of, I want to grow my business and that's where they're starting. What kinds of things do you begin with, with that kind of person?
Well, you know, it's funny because you have to give them what they want and what they need as well. So I know with that, they're looking for, you know, what's the strategy? What's the structure? How do I order it? What should I include in it? So we go through all of those things in the book. But what we also do is we take time and sit and listen to what it is that their tribe really needs to hear. So sometimes people are like, I have writer's block. I don't know what to say. I'm just so like blocked and confused. Well, sometimes it's a matter of, you know what, just sit and be still for a moment and ask. There's a lot to be done with like polling your tribe, but there's a lot to be done just purely by sitting and asking and saying, you know what is it that my tribe needs to hear from me? What are the golden nuggets that I have inside of me that need to be shared that somebody out there needs to hear? What is that that they need to hear? And if you ask yourself that enough throughout writing your book, you will get those answers. They will come to you. They're just downloads. You will be attracting what it is that they need to hear. And when you put that thing in your book, that attracts those clients to it. Your words, your title, your description, you know, all that stuff, your cover even, those are things that will attract those clients.
That's so true. And I think what I'm kind of hearing you say in all of that is that you need to start with, who are you writing for? Who is your audience?
Yeah. Part of the prep is, who is your audience? And, you know, my people are usually entrepreneurs, coaches, business owners who are using their books to create more growth for their business, more clients, more reach, furthering their message, right? So a lot of times, I shouldn't even say a lot of times, all the time, their reader is what I call their ideal client reader because it's the ideal client. It's the same person. You have to have the book aligned with your business. So the message in your book has to align with whatever product or signature product and mission that your business also has. And I think so many people, this is like an aha moment for them. because they think of the book as a side project or something that they're doing, and the book is like an end product, but the book is really the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The book is the beginning of that person knowing you, of becoming part of your community, of falling in love with you and what you do, and then wanting later to go, oh my gosh, does this person actually have other products that are going to help me? Can I get one-on-one coaching with this author? Can I actually have some sort of interaction and help from this author because they're so great? Because there's so many books out there where the author is unreachable.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get any more help. It's just the book. That's all they've done. That's just the book. What's great about being an entrepreneur with a book is you have so many more things that you can offer the person, not just the book. So when people think about, okay, this is a side project, they aren't tying it into their business. They're like, well, I could write about this, or I could write about that, or I could, yeah, you could, but what is going to be the most impactful thing for your business? That thing is going to align with your business message, your ideal client, and your signature products and packages.
And I would imagine there's a way to write the book to grow your business, and a way not to. I mean, I would imagine there's certain things that you want to include in, especially the way digital books are today, where you can put links and all those sorts of things.
Definitely.
So what is your take on that, Vicki?
Oh yeah, for sure. I coach my clients to seed their book throughout with their case studies, with their other products, with links to things, with freebies to download, videos to watch more training or get more in depth on a particular topic that's actually in the book. I love video. I love anything that's video, because that is when the person actually gets to look into your eyes. You know, that's when they feel like they really have a connection with you. So many times we watch videos of other people and we feel like we know them, you know, and they don't know us, but we've watched all these videos and we feel comfortable around them. We feel like we know them. We know about their family, their kids, their spouse, everything. And it's kind of funny because my husband talks to the commentators on sports channels as if he knows, like he calls them by first name. And he like talks to the TV as if they know him. And that's what happens when you put these links in your book. It's the same thing. You know, you send them to a video and all of a sudden it becomes a lot more personal. And I love that part about the interactiveness of the eBooks these days, that those links just go right to someplace else that they can get more from you.
Publishing has changed so dramatically in the last, you know, what, 10, 20 years since the advent of Amazon and all their platforms and Kindle and all the digital products. And it's just amazing. So now let's kind of go back for a little bit to the whole law of attraction.
Yes.
So someone wants to, you know, build their business and they're going to work on a book and they know who their ideal reader is / ideal client. But something is keeping them stuck. Then do you kind of, you know, deal with the whole law of attraction, the limiting beliefs and stuff like that as well?
We do that in the process of writing the book, you know, and I say, it's, you know, I talk to them about calling out and calling in your clients. So part of that is about words. Part of that is about law of attraction. You know, when you call out a client, that means that you're using words that they're going to self-select themselves into, right? And when you're calling them in and using the law of attraction, you know, you're really in a place of receiving rather than chasing. And this is something that I think is hard when we're on the go, we're really eager, we're trying to grow that reach and get out to more people. We're just like pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And for me, a lot of times when I talk about law of attraction, it's more of a let's sit back and receive.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to do the work, you know, because I think there was a part in The Secret where a lot of people just thought, okay, I'm just going to make this vision board. I'm just going to visualize this stuff and I'm just going to sit here and Oprah's going to show up on my door and, you know, all this stuff is not going to happen that way. You actually have to take action because there's the law of right action as well. So, you know, and there's also the law of gestation. So you can't control the timing of anything either. But there's that spot where, you know what you're after. You know the things that you need to do. The other things that you cannot control, you give up and you delegate to the universe. Mm-hmm. You ask for help. You know, some of the things like chance meetings or, you know, having an ad pop up in somebody's feed that you don't know. These are things that you can ask the universe to do for you. You ask God and that actually then happens. You put that out there that, you know what, I'm going to do this part. My job is to create the ad, make it known, let people know that the book is out, that I can help them in these areas. Like, that is my job to do. And my job is also to give them as many opportunities as possible to see that. That means I have to be okay with being visible. I have to show up on social media. I have to network. I have to meet more people. Like, that part I'm in control of. The other part about who is Facebook going to randomly put my ad in front of? Who am I going to randomly, and I say that, you know, quote unquote, randomly, run into at a meeting or an event, right? Who are these people that are going to come in contact with my message? And those things we cannot control, but we have to sit back and allow to receive. Because sometimes we can put out a vibe of, ooh, never mind. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, oh yeah, I want it, I want it, I want it. And then, ooh, wait a minute, I'm not so sure. So that part has to be eliminated too. Whatever blocks are there about the receiving, about being worthy, about, you know, abundance being available for you, about, you know, anything, I guess, out there being available for you, you have to be ready to receive and receive it with open arms rather than the, ooh, I'm not sure, if you know what I mean.
Well, absolutely. Because I think people have fear of failure, but they also have fear of success.
For sure.
And it's like it's paralyzing. So mm-hmm. You mentioned a word that I want to talk a little bit more about, and that's visibility. Because mm-hmm. I think that's an issue that a lot of, especially women, I think, have. And I don't mm-hmm. mean to be gender specific here, but I just find that more women have issues with this in terms of just getting out there. You know, they have this story, they want to build their business, they want all these things, but they're kind of, you know, timid, and they're afraid to move forward. How do you deal with that with your clients?
Yeah, well, part of that has to do with being really connected to your vision, your goal, your why, you know, that end dream. I'm going to call it a dream, even though it's it's an intention, really. That end thing that you want, that's got to mean more to you than the fear of being visible or the fear of being judged. And I think a lot of the fear of visibility is about the fear of being judged. We're so accustomed to perfect people on TV, you know, and only seeing people's highlight reels. Mm-hmm. And so it feels like when you're starting out or newer and you're looking at everybody that, oh gosh, they really have it together and I don't have it together. Or, you know, I need to lose 5 pounds, or I need to get a better wardrobe, or even like I need better lighting. You know, I know that there are a lot of these video coaches are going to shoot me, but I know there's a lot of video coaches out there like, you know, you got to have your lighting, you got to get this, and you have to have the equipment, and you know, whatever. And I totally have backdrops and video sections in my basement where I do things, but you know what? Great lighting is outside. mm-hmm. There's great lighting in your kitchen, probably. You know, there's great lighting in your bathroom and wonderful acoustics in your closet.
Oh, yeah.
It really doesn't matter so long as you get your message out there and you're being you and somebody can connect with your message. I have seen big shot after big shot share where they were when they started and how awful those first videos or posts or whatever were, but because they delivered valuable content, people overlooked that. Nobody mm-hmm. really cared. And you know, the more of a person and a real person you can be, the more magnetic you actually are. I truly believe that. Mm-hmm. People have said to me, you know, gosh, you're so down to earth, or gosh, you know, you're so approachable, or, you know, you just seem so real. And I'm like, yeah, you know, stuff happens when I'm on video and it's like, okay, great. We've got an interview going and the Wi-Fi just wigged out on my interviewee. Here I am all by myself, you know, And I'm just like, all right, let's just fill it in. And, you know, you just keep talking. Or like the one time I was doing video and my earring, my big dangly earring just decided it was going to fall out of my ear. And I feel it in my hair. And I'm like, oh, crap. Oh, crap. What do I do? What do I do?
And this was on video?
It was on video. No. So I just like kind of reached up my hand to my ear and kind of just like slowly took it off and just put it in my lap. And, you know, people probably hardly even notice, but you know, it's going on in your head. So many things that we notice, other people don't notice.
Yeah.
You know, and really with the visibility and the book thing, you know, because people have a big fear of judgment with the book. What if it doesn't hit its mark? What if people say it sucks? What if, you know, people call me a fraud or fake or something like that? And here's the thing that I really do say a lot is you will be judged. But the people who are supposed to be in your tribe, who will be magnetized to you, who will love you and want to work with you, those people are going to judge you in a positive light. They're going to love you. The people who are negative, that's a reflection of them, or they're apparently not in your tribe and they weren't supposed to pick up your book and they weren't supposed to look at your ad in the first place. Like they were in the inappropriate place.
As right.
People. They weren't meant for you. I have a book out there. One of the reviews is still out there. I talk about this sometimes. It still sits there. There's part of me that wishes I could delete it, but whatever, it's out there. And it says, this is the ramblings of somebody who just couldn't get their thoughts together. And I'm like, what? And had I let that on my very first book kill my momentum to continue to write books and then help other people write books, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think everybody's got a bad review out there. I've got some of my books too. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about so many awesome things today, Vicki. Oh my gosh. And we could go on all day, but unfortunately we don't have all day. So if there's only one thing that people could still fit into their brain today, what's the most important thing that you want them to take away from our conversation today?
Gosh, you know, it's interesting you asked this because I just put out an email to my list and it was, you know, a reflection on looking back on the year and looking forward to the next year and just kind of evaluating and looking at, you know, what created success and what does not create success, right? And two things had come to mind, one of which was that, you know, people who are successful, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier. We actually just keep in action. We constantly are moving forward. We are doing things that maybe are scary, but we do them anyway. And we go ahead and we jump. And we expect to have a positive outcome from that. And the other thing is, that the way you look at failure is going to dictate, in a sense, whether you stay paralyzed and stuck or whether you move forward. Failure and mistakes to me is data and feedback. Mm-hmm. And anytime you have feedback and data, you can do something with it. It's the point where you don't do anything with that data that you're going to become stagnant and you don't move forward. So I would encourage everybody to look at mistakes and failures in a different light and don't think of them that way. And to also go ahead and jump and take that leap because, you know, you don't want to have those regrets in life.
Oh, that is such good advice. And that truly is a golden nugget. I love your whole emphasis and really the general theme is don't live with regrets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no regrets.
Yep.
Just do it.
Just do it.
So that's awesome. So, you know, I know that people are going to want more of you, Vicki. So how can we get more of you? You know, share with us a little bit about how they can find where your books are, the programs that you have.
Yep. So I have a website. It's at VickiGould.com. So it's with an I-E, V-I-C-K-I-E-G-O-U-L-D. So I have my website. You can find my programs and my books there. There are some hidden programs as well that aren't there, but will be there. And then also if they want to join my group or my page, if you just type in Vicki Gould, you'll find my Facebook page. And I do free trainings and coachings and interviews there. And I also do the same in my group, which is called Real Deal Entrepreneurs. If you just look that up on Facebook, you'll find it.
Oh, fabulous. I know I've checked out some of your things and it's amazing stuff. So I want to thank you so much for taking your time. I know you're a busy person, so thank you so much for taking time to share with us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Definitely, for sure. This was really fun. Thanks for having me on, Bonnie.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.